As 2016 comes to a close, Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams is planning for a tough re-election battle in next spring's Democratic primary. WHYY's Dave Davies caught up with Williams to talk about the race and some ethics issues which have cast a shadow over his political career.
Williams hasn't said much about his failure to disclose $160,000 worth of gifts over 5 years, or about the federal investigation into his political and personal finances. Outside a reception in New York, he agreed to answer some questions, like why would he accept all those gifts, including trips, tickets, and cash? He said he hopes voters will understand the pressures he faced as his marriage broke up.
You know, when I had very difficult financial times, as a result of me trying to maintain a lifestyle for my daughters, keeping them in the school they were in, not having to sell the house where they were living, you know, I'm very thankful that, you know, friends helped me out when I had difficulty with my gas bill.
Taking gifts is one thing. Failing to report them as required by law is another. Asked how he failed to report a free $45,000 roof repair from a New Jersey contractor, he said he hadn't thought of it as a gift.
You know, I always thought that it, you know, in the future when my alimony and child support was over, I was going to start, you know, paying back. But since I didn't have it in writing, I had to put it down as a gift, and I understand that.
Williams says he looks forward to making the case he's done good things at the DA's office.
So I recognize my own personal finances weren't the best, and I apologize to the citizens of Philadelphia for not having reported every year. But I think they're going to give me the benefit of the doubt and listen.
One thing that could work in Williams' favor in the election is a divided opposition. Multiple opponents entering the race with little name recognition. It's something he's clearly aware of.
So I look forward to a vibrant debate, and the more the merrier.
Williams says he's done nothing to merit criminal prosecution. He could face enforcement actions from state and local ethics agencies for his failure to disclose those gifts for years. Dave Davies, WHYY News.